I enjoy that song.
High Mystery.
Welcome to High Mystery. This is the podcast where we get super duper 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 baked.
Double baked.
Double duper baked. Triple and baked. Then talk about mysteries.
High Mystery, activate.
When our powers combine and our weed and our fire. I'm Tristan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Robert.
I'm Holly.
This is Chris. As you heard, we've still got our wonderful friend Holly in the studio with us.
Yeah, Holly. So much time has passed for you.
Although I think this is going to be released on Friday, so this might be just a palette. Yeah, just
to get you ready for
an if you will, of what's about to come.
Yes. Still, it's the future.
It's the future.
An amuse.
We are time travelers.
Yeah, that's the one.
Wow. Also known as the single bite.
There you go.
Also known as a mouth amusement.
Mouth amusement.
Love those. We're not having dinner tonight. We'll be having mouth amusements.
I call them musetizer.
It's a 20-course meal of just single bites.
Welcome to the theme park for your mouth. Today we're going to be smoking my blunt, which has a mixture of Skittles and Purple Diamond inside. Mm. And Holly also has something that we'll be smoking today.
Mystery joints.
Mystery.
Did not have time to go to the weed shop before, but I found this mystery joint. I do know, I can tell you, it is from A. Lowell's Pack, which are these amazingly super-duper hipster little packs of pre-rolls. You can get it all different kinds, and then they have some of them that are like, there's like seven different kinds, and you get seven different joints. Tells you what's in each of them, and has little antlers on it. So it's one of those. I'm pretty sure it's a hybrid.
Nice. And you said sometimes the pack comes with like matches?
Yes, matches. That's super dope. Little matchbox.
Yeah.
It comes with cute little matches.
That's the worst thing. You got the weed and then there's no fuego and you're trying to refract light through glasses or something.
Lighten it off your gas stove.
Together.
Also on this, I'll point out it's from Lowell Farms. That's why it's called a Lowell's Pack. And they're sold in MedMen dispensaries, which is a really big dispensary here in Los Angeles. They're actually like a chain where you can actually go and you have a reliable product there. And I think they've only really shown up on the scene in a big way since legalization has happened. Yeah. So they're really sort of an important dispensary. And also in that Lowell's Pack, they have a variety of indica, hybrid, and sativa strains. And they also point out, what you can expect from each different strain so that you get, this variety pack that
you can plan your day accordingly.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so you know if it's a good weed for taking a bath or if it's a great
weed for being creative,
exactly.
Exploring.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Taking nappies.
They're so friggin' cute in that little pack.
They really are.
Flip it out, you look so cool.
And it's so convenient. They're just ready to go for you. I'm sure that's another product that says no saliva on it.
Again, pleased to hear it.
Yeah,
right. Always happy for
you gotta pay extra for that saliva.
Just tell me who the saliva's coming from.
Only the finest quality saliva.
Give me his picture.
Your Uber driver has 4.8 stars. Great conversation and no saliva.
Okay, that is an instance where I would like to be confirmed that there's no saliva.
He shows up just drooling everywhere.
Sir, you assured me there'd be no saliva.
Hey, man, people take naps in cars. I don't think it's going to be drooling out. People make out. All sorts of juices can be on those leather seats.
No tip.
I mean, I think that goes for every car, though.
True, exactly.
One can only hope.
So I want my choice.
JD
no
Power saliva. Associates ranks it no saliva.
Uh, I'm gonna start using that just randomly when I talk to people, just to use it at the end of sentences, and there's no saliva on that.
You're like ordering a pizza. You're like, yeah, cheese, extra pepperonis. No saliva. I'm gonna pass on that.
Yeah, so that's the place. It's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, and there's no saliva on that.
Got promoted yesterday. Yeah, really great job. Good benefits. No saliva. See, I'm always happy to hear that there's no saliva on anything.
I mean, I don't know about that.
I would not go that far. Right?
Yeah, okay, it's a great position. That's it. It's a great job. You're going to love it here. The people are really nice. There's a ton of saliva. I do have to be honest.
I hate it.
I mean, you're never going to say, can you please go down on me? No saliva.
Just get rid of it. Rid of it right now.
I prefer dry mouth. Dry as the Sahara.
Everyone's got their kink.
This is true. I don't judge. If that's your thing, no judgment.
Yeah, Dan, our VP, used to train in Shakespearean theater, so it's just a saliva parade all day in the office. Saliva parade grossed everyone out, I think.
He just has really good diction.
You want to spark that Lowell Farms, Jay?
Spark that Jay.
Sparkity
spark.
Spark
that Jay. Sparkity spark. Sparkity spark. Sparkity spark. Jay. Sparkity spark. Jay. Sparkity spark. Jay.
Sparkity spark. Jay. My mystery today is the mystery of mobile number 088888888.
Don't call that number.
That was...
Don't. This number, if you called it, it wouldn't get through to anyone because it has been discontinued because every person who's had the number has died an untimely death.
Whoa.
Whoa. You just think you're getting a great, you know, family plan and then you wind up dead.
And untimely at that.
Untimely death. With a great phone number. Easy to remember.
I mean, who's to say what time is right for anyone?
That's true. It's your destiny.
Well, look,
my death was timely.
He died at the appropriate time, guys.
What
stop your mourning.
What about the 20s?
He got a good run. I don't want to hear it.
What about the twin who was like, we decided I have to die?
Yeah, and also the guy who built the Coral Palace was like, I'm going to die in 2 days. And then he did. These are timely deaths, people. And they
scheduled them on time.
But they did not have this number.
No,
they did not at this number.
They did not.
No.
Note the time of death, 8:42. It's a timely death.
Very appropriate for this time.
Okay, so as I said, this number has been suspended because it spooked phone company bosses. The first owner, Vladimir Greshnov.
Great name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vladimir Greshnov sounds like an Olympian, doesn't he?
Vlad to his friends.
Or like a boxer.
Next up, going down the mountain.
He's going to take out Rocky.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In the black corner, Vladimir Greshnov for the Russian.
If he dies, he dies.
But he dies on man's day.
Timely man's death.
No, timely man's death.
Every man dies. Not every man really lives. So he's the former CEO of a Bulgarian mobile phone company, Mobitel, and he died of cancer in 2001 at age 48. And it was rumored that a rival gave him cancer with radioactive poisoning, despite a spotless business record. So,
what a way to kill! What a way to murder someone
with slow radioactive poisoning.
Just throw a big old handful of cancer at you.
Hey, but you know, no saliva.
No saliva, dude.
Got a little cancer. Did get some cancer on it. Yeah, saliva free though.
Give him a little piece of plutonium.
Hold cool on to this for a minute. Don't mind the glow.
So the second owner is Konstantin Dimitrov. He's a Bulgarian mafia boss.
And Bulgarian connections.
Yeah. So I guess that's where the like phone number originates, because if you noticed, it starts with four digits and then three and three, mm-hmm. as opposed to American three, three, and four. But so, yeah, I assume it's based out of Bulgaria. He was gunned down by a lone assassin in the Netherlands. He had $500 million drug empire. Excuse me. He had a $500 million drug empire. So this is like big cheese kind of stuff. He was only 31 years old, and he had the phone with him while he was out to dinner with a beautiful model. Yeah. It was a suspected Russian mob hit.
She had to watch that dude get shot a bunch of times.
I mean, it was timely for the mob. Mm. They knew exactly when he was going to die. He planned that shit successfully.
Oh, no.
Not untimely at all.
Yeah.
And if you're running, you know, a drug kingpin, whatever, like, I feel like you should be aware that your life could be in danger. Like,
Sure.
I mean, that's just comes with the hazard. It's, you know, I'll never die of parachuting because I'll never go parachuting. If I do, though.
What's the best way to not die in mafia? Not be in the mafia. We're not talking an abstinence approach here, right? Even amongst mobsters, I imagine age 31 is pretty darn young, you know? Especially for like a Don, like somebody who's at the top of the game. Mm-hmm. It seems young, especially young for anybody. 31. God, it's really young. Anyway.
Yeah.
The third owner is another Constantine. Oh. Constantine Dishliev.
Dishliev.
Mm. Isn't Constantine like an angel of some sort?
There's like the comic book series where...
Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
An angel,
not an angel.
Like,
Keanu Reeves is definitely an angel.
In
he has an age today. Look at his face.
He's
my
a
God.
He's such a sweetie pie.
Still just as cute as he was at Babes in Toyland.
Yeah, but his band is garbage.
Dogstar.
Never heard it.
Yeah. Dogstar.
His British accent's garbage too.
Guys, don't you guys are just haters.
I know. We want to have him on the podcast next week.
He did that Much Ado About Nothing Shakespeare remake.
Oh, yeah?
Forsooth, I will destroy you. It was bad. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but
it was his own interpretation of what British accent was.
Yeah, but guys, have you seen The Replacements?
Resounding no.
I have seen it.
Okay, Tristan's seen it. Nobody else?
It's the football movie.
Yeah, it's the professional team goes on strike, and right. So they have to get a whole bunch of scabs, and down on his luck, okay. Keanu is the quarterback.
And he pulls the team together to victory.
Of course he does.
Teaches the kicker how to kick.
The cheerleaders how to cheer.
Yeah. I think there's a Green Day song in that, and that's why I think I had the soundtrack.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you had the soundtrack, but you have not seen the movie.
No.
The kicker in that movie is indebted to the Irish mob, which is similar to the mobs that we've been talking about.
See how I did that?
Yes. Thank you. I'm Colin. Thank you. Constantine Dishliev is gunned down outside of an Indian restaurant in the capital, Sofia, Bulgaria, in 2005. So, as we can see, these deaths come pretty quick. Like, these guys get the phone numbers, and it's not a whole lot of time. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's only 4 years of this phone number existing.
And I'm sure they didn't get it, like, right after that person had it disconnected. So I wonder, like, how long they actually did have that number.
Yeah.
Like, they could have had it a week, for all we know.
Or the same day.
Yeah.
I'm not totally sure.
Maybe they're all getting it from the same cellular company. Like, they go into the store and they get a new phone, and it's just some disgruntled employee out to kill some people.
Well, one of my theories is...
Serial killer of that number.
Sure.
Yeah.
One of my theories is that this is... Well, I'll get into it in a second. But Constantine is a real estate agent with an underground cocaine ring.
Jesus, Bulgaria.
I know, right? I mean, at least it's taking out, like, some evil bad guys.
Because yeah, that mainstream Coke is garbage.
A cocaine. Fast food employees have this number, or just church-going people?
I mean, Joe Friendly.
The first guy, like we said, had a spotless business record. So he wasn't, like, besmirched.
I think he was the coincidence, because he was the first.
Sure.
But he also had the enemy who, like, wanted to poison him or whatever.
That's right.
Or his laundering was so good that he was just hands clean.
Right. You know? Like, they just didn't find evidence.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Well, after he's killed, $130 million worth of his coke is intercepted by police. So this is no small fry. Mm. You know, this is another, like, high-level guy.
Yeah, Don level.
After these three violent, untimely deaths, the number has been discontinued. When Mobitel was asked about it, they said they wouldn't address questions about any individual number.
I.e.
See, that is definitely one theory, and on that note, I will light this second.
Light the second blood.
Light that second blood.
Light that second blood. I said light that second blood. Yeah. My theory on this, and especially like supported in my eyes by the fact that they don't want to talk about the number, is that this company is part of some high-level Bulgarian mafia as well. And they gave out this number in some way to track these guys so that they would be able to place them for the hit.
Mm-hmm. I could totally see that.
Yeah.
Once they got the password to one number, you know, because they had to hack into that old man, his business or something.
What's your password?
Four. Kill him. Let's save it.
How are we ever gonna remember four?
Write it down.
Wait a minute. Did he mean F-O-U-R? Did he mean the number four? Oh my God! We killed him.
Was he taking a very long pause between four and teen?
Oh God, I'm so confused.
Locked out.
Oh God, we're here with the dead old man, and we can't get into the computer.
I'm trying to resuscitate him, boss.
Look over at the safe. The keypad is just one big number four.
How are we going to figure it out? Wait, I got it. Disconnect the keyboard. So that's the whole kit and caboodle of this story, I guess. That's all I've got on it. I guess it could also be like a demon attached itself to this. 888-888-888, like this specific serialization of numbers.
Maybe it was the first guy who died. He was poisoned by some disgruntled business guy or whatever, like his opponent in business.
Yeah, he was wronged, whatever.
Right, and so his soul attached to that and then, like, is trying to get revenge and killing everybody that are giving them bad luck or...
Yeah, could be.
So, is there any other 888-888 numbers in the world? Have they checked on those guys' deaths? Because it's the same.
I don't.
Were they timely?
There might be like another 888.
Like, is there a U.S. version of that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
It wouldn't work in the U.S. version because the serialization would be different.
You just would take off that first whatever.
It's still
right,
just
but
the
it's
same.
Still it's not the same.
It's like
it's still a phone it's number. 088-888.
You don't do the dash though when you dial or anything like that. That's just a way to remember.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's the same amount of numbers. I don't know. I don't know honestly to answer your question.
It just seems like a very common like dial all
dial
eights
it,
for
it.
Legal
right
advice
now.
Or something.
888-888-888.
Don't do it!
I'm not
gonna.
Don't
dial.
Don't
do it!
Don't tempt fate.
It's not the people who call the numbers, the people who have the numbers.
I don't want to risk it. I don't want to open that door.
Check and see if he's trying to been buying poison at any nearby grocery stores.
So your nearby grocery store sells poison?
Sure, yeah,
everyday
poison.
Bleach?
Yep.
I suppose.
Yeah, you could. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, how else poison. Can you kill a person?
Direct me to your poison eye, oh my good man. So that's that, huh?
Yeah. It could be that Mobitel is also some kind of, like, morality police in Bulgaria, or, like, some arm of, like, a higher-level government thing.
Secret like superheroes, Americans. Whatever.
Sure, or maybe, like, the worldwide...
The Loyal
Americans. The WWF, the Worldwide Federation. I don't know.
So there's only three incidences of it. Yes?
And yeah, before they discontinued the number.
And what was this like the start date to the end date of like what is
2001
and the last
is
date
the
is...
first death and the last date is 2005.
Okay.
4 years. And these are all cases.
I mean, two of them were definite.
Well, three of them
mobsters,
were
right?
Two of them were definite, like, high-level crime bosses. Where, one of them was the CEO, who was seemingly a good guy, but who knows? You're CEO.
Well, and he was the first one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's
he could have
saying.
Arbitrarily gotten it, and then, you know.
Yeah. And he died of cancer. The other guys were shot down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, cancer. Yeah. Cancer ball. Go.
We got a cancer cannon.
Like, pointing a microwave at you.
Yeah, you get those radiations.
Just check on that burrito. Is it done?
I think that's the idea. Gave him cancer with radioactive poisoning.
I hope you get ass cancer, Terrence.
Fault on fire.
But it could be a case of three instances where it's business rivals taking out business rivals.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm. I feel like just three isn't enough of... I feel like this phone company is...
Hiding something.
Jumping to conclusions a little quick.
Yeah. Or, yeah, just, like, superstitious. You know, like, what's... Mm. That's the same thing as, like, why it's weird to me, like, to pull it... three deaths is not... a sign that it's cursed.
Yeah. No. That's what I'm saying.
Especially because only two are, like, really super related.
And yeah, and also this number keeps getting opened up. You know, like, someone doesn't have this number anymore. It goes on to another guy, like, it just, that's how it goes. It's a coincidence.
Discontinued the number.
Well, now they
I mean, it was enough for them to discontinue the number, so,
but that's what she's saying is weird.
Yeah, well, and we don't have the 13th the floor.
Company. Well, and also there's not, like, a list of numbers where this happened. This is the one instance where somebody's had this mobile number and three different instances where people were questionably dead at young ages. Mm. I mean, it maybe it doesn't
Everybody
seem
dies.
That weird,
I don't know
but
how to break it to this guy.
Yeah, but we have you know, an average, and it's 72 for men and it's 78 for women. So, like, this is just a little too much to just, you know, tossed a casual coincidence.
And I see your point of it happening in such a short time frame. Like, these guys couldn't have had these phones for that long.
Exactly. Sure. It would take them a minute before it even got the, like, number back into circulation.
Right. And the curse struck immediately.
Exactly.
Right.
And, like, it's not like somebody, you know, cancels their phone right after they die. I imagine it takes a little while before things, like, catch up. I know this is... sad and morbid, but, like, we paid pet insurance 2 months after our pet passed away. And luckily we called them, and they took all the money, gave it back to us or whatever, because she was already gone. But, like, you know, you don't think of things like that, especially if somebody passes away. Yeah. Like, this might not cancel their phone number right away. So it could have been really quick in terms of, like, the... And
when they got the number, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Or they were like, job done, we got our... We eliminated the competition. We can shut down this number that we were using to
until
knock
we have
out
another
people.
Prey or
yeah.
someone who we need to keep track of.
Yeah,
I feel like the runner of Mobitel is like Gustavo Fring from Breaking Bad. A really interconnected businessman who's very precise and perfect about everything. But let us know what you think. Do you have any other theories? I mean, we didn't say anything about cryptids or aliens.
It's just so weird. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to, like, think how you could connect it to, like, an alien.
No.
Like, maybe that number creates a frequency they don't like. And
that's what
like,
I was thinking.
Oh, we're gonna give this guy cancer. Shoot that guy. Shoot him already. God damn that noise.
That's perfectly plausible.
What do you want to do with this one, Garnack? Cancer-ray.
I'm going to have to work out multiple alien voices because, like, it's always
the same one.
That's the only alien voice there is, don't you know?
We have come from the Grand Nebula. There's a good one. We have come from the Grand Nebula.
Inside the actor studio.
Hi, sending out a character's voice.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here today.
Favorite curse word.
I just want to point out really quickly that Tristan's phone is being called by Scam Likely.
Dude, that's my good friend. Scam Likely. They call me at least like twice a day. Just checking in, seeing if I'm doing good.
It's a band name right there.
You're still not committed on calling them a scam yet?
It's the 888 phone guy.
No. Sure.
That's my friend, Mr. Likely.
Mr. Likely.
Well, they don't want to say scam certain and be wrong. This leaves a little window for error.
It's just some ambiguity.
I might pick it up every now and then.
We're pissing off the 888 phone gods, man. They're like, we hear them.
And it comes from, like, different places. So it's like, you know, he's traveling around. He's living life out there.
Who's living life out there?
Scam Likely.
Oh, God. We're still on that. I thought we were talking about somebody pertaining to the mystery.
No, they're dead.
Yeah.
I don't know what Scam Likely does in his free time.
Probably Scam.
It's me, Scam Likely. Where am I now? I'm over here. Scam Likely.
That's my Scam Likely character. Thank you.
I imagine that's how I imagine them to sound.
It's the counterpart to Carmen San Diego.
Now back to Inside the Actor's Studio.
Tell us what you think.
Do you have other theories? I mean, there's got to be other stuff, especially once you start talking about frequencies and whatnot.
Could be the same blocks that move the monolith, mm-hmm. the radio frequencies. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, sidling out to somebody's head and... Mm-hmm.
So these are like
sending the radio. That's how he's getting the cancer.
These are like people trying to find those black boxes and
not using the technology properly and hurting themselves.
Mm-hmm. Or like.
All the people dying in the pursuit of black box building.
We were.
we mourn for you.
For all our listeners out there, we at High Mystery are actually going to attempt to recreate one of the black boxes. So we'll get back to you on that. We might even put some video together.
We'll definitely be using a lot of black spray paint.
we're going to use box.
Duct tape.
That's just a black box, right?
The finest cardboard.
Put a microwave inside. Yeah. Open it up. Take off the lid.
Oh, the driveway's floating.
Thanks for tuning in. This is High Mystery's first video. Making a black box. Thanks for checking out the video.
We got a bunch of tongue depressors and we're like building a tripod, like super glue.
We're gonna see if we can move this 1.5-ton stone. Luckily, we had it trucked in from Minnesota. So, Rob, you got the credit card for this.
You're going to be the first one testing it, right?
Oh, man. Well, that's funny. thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please comment. Show us your fan art. We want so much fan art of aliens being disturbed by frequencies caused by 0888888888.
Yes.
I don't know what else. Find us on Spotify, iTunes. This is a bonus episode, but we're really at the end of a recording session, and we have smoked an enormous amount of weed.
I would say a fair amount. I'm definitely going to be smoking more blunts later.
Tristan started us with a blunt, and then we smoked a hash bullet, which is, you know, a little hash joint. And then we smoked the Bear Woods pre-roll. And then we smoked
the joint.
The joint. And then we smoked another blunt. So we're five deep, and one of those pre-rolls is a intense pre-roll. So, yeah, I'm feeling like hashing it too, feeling right? that weed
or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of concentrates in those.
The pinnacle of my joint smoking. Like, usually I would have like tapped out a while ago.
And it's like just around time to like start prepping dinner, so I'm happy about that. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Holly.
I'm Robert.
Good job.
He had that locked and loaded there.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank
really
you
appreciate
again
you guys.
To Holly. Holly, she's amazing.
Yay, Holly.
It was super fun to be here.
So glad to have you. One more time, we are
High Mystery.
Happy to be on.